Go ahead and be turning in your Bibles. First passage we'll use is coming from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. It's good to be with you tonight. It's good to have this crowd out in the midweek study tonight. And we're glad, as Bobby mentioned in his prayer, that some are back from their illnesses and sickness. And we continue to pray for those who are not, of course. Tonight, I've chosen to, as my topic of discussion, call upon the Lord and find strength. And I know we've been doing character studies, but I thought that we'd deviate just a little bit. However, if you want to do a character study, as we examine the scripture, let's do one on ourselves tonight and see if we match up. And that'll be our character study tonight. So the reason I've chosen this topic is that sometimes we don't call upon the Lord as we should, even as Christians, as soldiers of Christ, that need strength, that need guidance, yet we fail for whatever reason to go to God first and to find that strength. So we begin our reading in Psalm 37. And before I do that, I did want to mention that I appreciate the songs that were led tonight by the young men. Very, very good songs and pertinent to our study. And the reading that Bobby had plays right into this this study we'll have tonight. Psalm 37, verse 39. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. So what is the message here? Well, He is the God of our salvation. He is our strength. And He helps us. That's obvious. He delivers us. But why? And we could say that it's because He loves us, He cares about us, He created us. But the answer is in the final part of verse 40 there, because they take refuge in Him. You see, they sought Him. They sought the Lord. And I think sometimes that we don't do that as we should. We simply say, well, He's my God, I'm His child. He'll take care of me. I don't have to seek that. But I think we're going to find out through the study that, in fact, we do need to seek Him and continue to look to Him for strength in the difficult times that we find ourselves. We can be assured that God will give strength to His people. So let's turn back to Psalm 29. Psalm 29, only using one verse there. Verse 11, the Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. And so the Lord will see to it that we have the strength we need and that we can find peace. That's a benefit that is not afforded to someone that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, doesn't have Jesus Christ in their life. And that is the peace that we find in knowing Him. In the day of trouble and despair, there is a significant need for peace. We search for that peace. We long for that peace. That time that we can have in meditation, maybe, where there is peace in knowing God and knowing that we can find strength if we only seek it from Him. Let's turn to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. I begin in verse 15. Psalm 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and save those who are crushed in spirit. And sometimes we have those situations that breaks our heart, crushes our spirit, and it hurts. Internal hurt is much worse than physical hurt that we might have or might have to endure. And so as we endure that hurt, that pain, we have to know to seek Him is the right thing to do. To seek Him is where we'll find the strength that we need. We need to take away from this passage that each of us examine who we are in relationship to God Almighty, in relationship to our relationship that we have with Him. Where do I stand in that relationship? Where do I see myself? And so the thing that we already know is that God is our strength and our stronghold. The question we have to ask ourselves is, how often do I seek that strength from Him? How often do I do that? We are made better when we consistently trust in God. Sometimes as life goes along and we encounter the COVID virus, we encounter death, we encounter heartache, as we talked about before. Our faith gets tested. And so I'm asking the question, do we consistently trust in God? And that may be more difficult than it sounds. I mean, we come to church now once on Sunday, once on Wednesday night. Is that enough to whet our palate the way it needs to be and to appease our appetite for God's strength? So we should consistently make it our practice to deliberately rely on God for strength and help. And as I said, that's more difficult than it sounds. And when should we do that? Well, certainly when we are distressed, when we feel beaten down, maybe, when we're sick, suffering, or having the feeling we just can't go on. Maybe we've encountered things that we feel that no one else has ever encountered before. God is bigger than us and all, and He's bigger than all of our problems combined. So if we were to take all of our troubles, all of our problems in this building and pile them up together, God is far bigger than that. And He's bigger than any of and all the problems that exist in this world today. Remember, God hears the prayers of the righteous. His ears are open to our prayers. We need to be a people that seek God in prayer early and often. I know, Lord, that the way of man is not in himself. That is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. Call upon the Lord and find strength. Let's turn to 1 Chronicles 16. 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 16. And I'll be beginning in verse 8. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His wonderful deeds which He has done, His marvels and the judgments from His mouth. O seed of Israel, His servant, sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Seek the Lord and trust in Him, and He will deliver you. Drawing strength is important and extremely, extremely meaningful to your relationship and my relationship with God. Remember, we're examining our character tonight. Number the times that you went to God in prayer today. Count the times you called on him to gain strength today. It makes a difference that we all engage in prayer during these difficult times. It makes a difference if we don't have these difficult times. We need to be engaged in prayer as a congregation, as a people of God. It is our privilege and our honor to call upon God Almighty. Let's turn to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, let's drop down to verse 8. I say Isaiah 41, 8. But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, descendant of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from the remotest parts, and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them. Those who war with you will be as nothing and non-existent. For I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. So drawing strength is important. The great God of the universe is where that strength lies. He has given us full assurance that he will not only strengthen us, he will help us. But we have to seek him. Now, what if someone else told us that? What if someone walking down the street told us that? I'll help you. I'll strengthen you. Well, it might mean something, but it just doesn't mean the same as the creator of the universe telling you, I will strengthen you and I will help you if only you will seek him. The God of our salvation, the great I am, tells me that he will help me and strengthen me. How much more help do I require? The God of creation has chosen us. We must choose him. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will never reject us. The question is, though, would I do that to him? Would I reject him? Would I forsake him? Would I turn my back on him? And the other question that goes along with that, does he deserve that as our creator? How firm is our foundation? How deep is our relationship with God? How much do we really desire to have a covenant relationship with him? And do we desire to have his righteous hand to hold us up? He has chosen us. Should it not be an honor and a privilege for us to seek him? Let's turn back to Exodus 15. Exodus 15. I begin in verse 1. Exodus 15, verse 1. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army has cast into the sea. And the choicest of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deeps covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellence, thou dost overthrow those who rise up against thee. Thou dost send forth thy burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. And at the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The great God of the universe has, with full assurance, said, He will help us. He will strengthen us. Now, what if someone else were to say that? And we've already answered that question. So let me, with a little more affirmity, say that we should boldly proclaim that God is my strength. God is my strength and salvation. Of that we cannot lose sight, even in the face of death, in the face of despair, we might find ourselves in the face of sickness and suffering, and even in the middle of a pandemic. We can gain strength from just knowing God, but we must seek Him and find refuge in Him. We must not allow Satan to creep in telling us how bad things are and how bad off we are, so that we are blinded to the righteousness of God. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. My God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Philippians 4:19. We'll do a bit of a character study. Join me, if you would, in Judges 16. Judges 16. I'll begin there in verse 23. Judges 16, verse 23. What we find here is that, unlike King Asa, that Brother Greg talked about Sunday morning in the final ending years of his reign, last three, I think, for whatever reason, he failed to seek God. He failed to ask God for help and ask God to help him make decisions. And although sometimes Samson gets a bad rap because of the life he led, in his final hours, he called upon the Lord. He sought the Lord. Verse 23 of Judges 16. Now the lords of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice, for they said, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has given our enemy into our hands, even the destroyer of our country, who has slain many of us." It so happened, when they were in high spirits, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may amuse us." So they called for Samson from the prison, and he entertained them. And they made him stand between the pillars. Then Samson said to the boy who was holding his hand, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean against them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And about 3,000 men and women were on the roof looking on while Samson was amusing them. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me just this time. O God, that I may at once be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested and braced himself against them, the one with the right hand and the other with his left hand. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bent with all his might, so that the house fell on the lords and all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those who he killed in his life. So when it counted, and when obvious odds were against Samson, he turned to God for strength and help. Unless Samson reaches out to God, he remains a blinded prisoner and the laughing stock of the Philistines. He gets to come back on another day and entertain them. It is up to us to seek God. We must be willing to talk to him in prayer and ask for the strength that we need and ask for the help that we need. Psalm 46. Psalm 46, and I begin in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to seize the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. God never changes. God never leaves us. God never turns his back on us, and he never forsakes us. God must be the source of our strength when all others forsake us. David summed it up this way. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise you, your glorious name. 1 Chronicles 29:10-13. As we mentioned before, you may not be able to access that strength. You may not be able to access that help because you haven't named Jesus Christ as your Savior. You haven't been buried with him in baptism and identified with him. And if you've not yet done that, tonight's a good night to make that change in your life. If the gospel calls you, we bid you come as we stand and sing.